Okay, time's up. The town we're looking for in Ecuador's famed Valley of Longevity is called Vilcabamba. Boston Globe reporter Bella English visited the town recently and wrote about her experiences there. Bella, first, how did Vilcabamba get this reputation as a place where people live to well over the ripe old age of 100?
Well, there were a few certain spots in the world that had the reputation. And in the early 1970s, a Harvard professor and doctor, Alexander Leaf, decided to explore three of them. And one of them was Vilcabamba, and the other two, one was in Pakistan and one was in Russia. So when Dr. Leaf went exploring these three places, they all had very pure, clear drinking water from the mountain streams. They all had very pure air. And the people got a lot of exercise walking up and down those mountains.
What was the ratio that Harvard scientists found? It was quite extraordinary, as I recall.
Yes, I think at the time that Dr. Leaf went over in the early 70s, he found that of a population of 819, Vilcabamba had 9 people older than 100. And in comparison, the United States had 3 centenarians per 100,000 people.
Wow.
He also found the centenarians had the bones of a 45-year-old and the retinas of a teenager, things like that. So, you know, there's a lot of superlatives in here. And so as a reporter, I wanted to try to ferret out what was fact and what was fiction.
Well, in your story, you write about how everyone in Vilcabamba seemed all too eager to tell the stories of their great-great-uncle or their neighbor who lived to 100 or longer. Did you start to get a little suspicious that they were sort of all in on this? It was kind of just a tale that they were perpetuating?
Well, I was sort of suspicious that this, or skeptical, I should say, that this is sort of all a Chamber of Commerce type thing, a campaign.
Good for tourism.
Very good for tourism. I mean, the water bottles, they bottle the spring water from the mountains, and they have the logo of an old, very robust old man, you know, with a big sun hat on. As soon as I got out of the plane and walked to the cab had the similar logo on it. And as soon as I got into the cab and he asked me what I was doing there, and I told him, he said, oh, you know, it's my great-great-uncle, lived to be 127 years old. Everybody in town knew him. You have to, you know, go find some other old people. There's tons of them in town. So, you know, it's obviously sort of become a larger-than-life issue in Vilcabamba.
Did you meet any honest-to-goodness centenarians? What were they like?
I did meet a 105-year-old man and a 104-year-old woman, and they were quite spry. I mean, they looked old, no doubt about it. Didn't look like middle-aged people, but they were healthy. They worked until a year or two ago. They still get out and walk every day. They go to church. The one thing that is definitely a healthy factor, I think, for the old people in Vilcabamba is that they tend to live intergenerationally. And in these two particular households, there were four generations living together. And in that community, as in many Latin American communities, the elderly are really respected and taken care of and really looked up to. And I think that's a real healthy factor for them and their sort of quality of life. You don't see any nursing homes over there.
Bella English is a reporter and columnist for the Boston Globe's feature section. Her article on Vilcabamba appeared in last Sunday's travel section of the Boston Globe. Bella, nice to speak with you. Thanks.
Thank you.